Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Dalet, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of Daf Gimel Amid Beis. Taima Dekasev Rachmana Aleh. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim Reb Chaim Doiv. And as a Schus Refuah Shalema, for Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmu Ben Tehila, Elazar Lipa Shalom Ben Feger Rachel, Sar Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Baruch Ben Rachel, Malka Miriam Bas Esther, and Esther Kreindel Bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Doiv Berol Ben Reb Yaakov David. So we're already holding in the third daf of Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Dalet, which is actually going to bring us the first digression of the Masechta. In fact, we're going to digress now for 3+ dafin, where the Gemara is going to discuss Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumai Shalaylam, one of the most important sugyas in Torah Shabbat Peh, and that's the sugya of Asei Doichel Lois Asei. So, Asei Doichel Lois Asei is something that we're all familiar with. The basic concept is that a person has a mitzvah to do something. The problem is that if he does this thing, which is a mitzvah, he's also going to be over a Lois Asei. So there's a beged that's in front of the person. The beged has tzitzis on it. The beged was also made of shatnez. If he puts on the beged, he's mekayim a mitzvah of tzitzis. But at the same time, if he puts on the beged, he's also going to violate the lav and the Torah of shatnez. So what should he do? Should he wear the beged so that he could be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis and pay the invoice of violating the lois asei? Or no? Being that there's a lois asei to wear this beged, he certainly should not wear this beged, although it means that he's going to have to pay the invoice of being mevatel the mitzvah saseh. So that's the question. When a person is faced with this dilemma, do the asay and be mevatel the lois asay, or fulfill the lois asay and miss out on the asay? What's he supposed to do? Not a lot of suspense. Everyone knows the answer. Halacha revacha b'Yisrael, zeh klal gadol b'din, hasay is doicha lois asay. The idea of Asei Doichel Lois Asei and the very intense Shulchan Aruch associated with Asei Doichel Lois Asei is really scattered throughout Shas. If you go back literally from the beginning of the Machzor, we discussed it in Brachis and in Shabbos and in Erevin, and it comes up a lot in Psachim. It's something that's literally mentioned in Kol HaTorah Kula. But the primary sugya, if you wanted to go to ground zero, literally learn it from the beginning, with the Makairis and the Gemaras and the Rishayinim, it begins in a sugya tucked away in the first parak of Masechtas Yevamos. It's Daf Dalet, it's Daf Hey, it's Daf Vav. It goes into Daf Zayin. Now, how are we going to get into the sugya of Asei Doichel Lois Asei? So it's going to be the opening line in the Daf. But just to set it up, we've been discussing the first halach of Masechtas Yevamos, and that is that although it says in the Torah, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachtov, Umeis Achad Mehem Ubein Einloi, what's the halacha? Loi Siya Ishes Ameis Achutz Alishzar. Rather, Yavama Yavay Aleh Ulekach Aloi LeIsha VeYipma. Stating that there are times where even if a brother dies, leaves over no children, the halacha is that there is no mitzvah of Yibum with the Yavama. Our Mishnah mentioned the most prominent of those examples of the exceptions to the rule of Yibum, and that is when the Yavama was an erva to the Yavam. So if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven was married to Shimon's erva, then Reuven died. The halacha is, Shimon does not have a mitzvah to be miyabim his erva. Not only doesn't he have a mitzvah to be miyabim his erva, he doesn't have a mitzvah to be miyabim the tzara's erva, not only the tzara's erva, but even the tzara's erva at Soifa Oyla. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Beis brought a braisa that stated the makar to the halacha that there's no yibum by an erva and by a tzara's erva and by a tzara's erva. It's learned out from Psukim in the Torah. It's learned out from the parsha of the Arayas. It says, regarding the erva of Achois Isha, a man is not allowed to marry his wife's sister. Now, just to be clear, the only time it's asur for a man to marry his wife's sister is while he's married to his wife. So that if a man is going to be married to two sisters at the same time, that's what the problem is going to be. However, if a man was married and then his wife died, he's allowed to likatchila marry her sister. But regardless, there's an erva in the Torah called Achos Isha. And when the Torah mentions the erva of Achos Isha, it says, V'isha el achoiso loisikach litzror legalois ervasa aleha bechayel. And the Mara held that the word Aleh is extra. And really, if you think about it, what's the word Aleh saying? It's saying this point that we just made, that the only time there's an erva of Achos Isha is if the person is married to both sisters at the same time. It's the Isha l'Achos l'Sikach l'Tzor l'Galus Ervasa Aleha. It's if you're married, then you can marry your wife's sister, because then the sister's going to be a Tzara Aleha. But the Gemara's kasha is that the very next word says the same thing. It says bechayeha, which also means that the only time the erva of Achos Isha is in effect is if both women are alive at the same time. So why then would the pasuk have to say aleha? It's extra. It's mufna, says the Gemara. It's coming to teach us that there's no yibum by an erva. What do you see in aleha? Yibum? Because in the parish of yibum, it says yivama yavoy aleha. So aleha means yibum. Aleha here in the parish of Achos Isha means Yibum, and what it's coming to say is that just like there's an erva called Achos Isha, Shaloi b'makim mitzvah, b'makim mitzvah, b'makim Yibum, there's also going to be an erva in Achos Isha. Says the Gemara, how do I know Tzara? Because in that same pasuk it says Litzrar. How do I know Tzara Tzara? Because it doesn't just say Latzur, but it says Litzrar. How do I know all the other arayas? So the Gemara says, once I know Achos Isha, I'm going to know all the other arayas as well. But one thing is clear. The fact that there's no Yibum by an erva is learnt out from a pasuk, which means b'milam acherim, that had we not had a drasha, had we not had a pasuk to explicitly state that there's no yibum on an erva, I would have thought that there would be yibum by an erva. Meaning, if I would have applied all the klalei apsak and all the ideas that we have from Torah Shabbat Peh of how to go about situations, you would have thought that if an erva falls the yibum, of course you do the mitzvah. Are you going to tell me there's an iser erva, she's an achris isha? I know, but there's also a mitzvah of yibum. It's only because of the fact that we have a drasha, it says aleha, that teaches me that there's no yibum b'makam erva. It's with that diak that today's daf is going to begin. Zokta Gemara, a classic Shabbat classic daf. Taima, the cause of Rachman Aleha. The only reason there's no Yibam by an Erva is because the Torah wrote an extra word. The Torah wrote the word Aleha in the parish of Achos Isha, Halaf Achi. But had the Torah not written the word Aleha, Havamina would have thought Achos Isha Meyabma, that there is Yibam by an Achos Isha. My Taima, what's the reason? Meaning, why would you think without any psukim that there should be a mitzvah of Yibam, even Mamakam Erva? Presumably, Damrinan, Asiya Sevet Achilaisase. Because although it's true there's an Isser Achos Isha, but Achos Isha is a lois asay. Yibum's an asay. And we know the rule, like we just spoke out, that asay is doich lois asay. I'll be afraid the Gemara, Eimad Amrina Nasi asay v'doch lois asay. When is it true that asay is doich lois asay? That's a lois asay greda. That's an ordinary, using that word very loosely, but that's an ordinary lois asay. A lois asay sheyesh by karis mi dachi. Is it true that an asay could be doicha a lois asay sheyesh by karis? It's true asay could be doicha lois asay, but not every lois asay, only a ordinary lois asay. But if the lois asay is a supercharged lois asay, it's a lois asay that if a person would violate, he would be chayiv karis. That lois asay is more chomer, and that lois asay and asay can't be doicha. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Achos Isha is an erva. It's an erva that has a chi of karis. If that's the case, there's no way in the world, based on the gedarim of asei doicha lois asei, that the asei of yibum would be able to be doicha the lois asei of achos isha. So in other words, why do I need a pasuk of aleha to teach me that there's no yibum by an erva? It's pashut there's no yibum by an erva. Without a pasuk of aleha, I would know that there's no yibum by an erva. Because at the end of the day, in the best case scenario, yibum's an asei. And Achos Isha is a lois asay sheyesh by karis, and an asay is not doicha a lois asay sheyesh by karis. This is the Gemara's kasha. And it's because of this kasha, we're going to digress now, and we're going to go knee deep into the sugya of asay doicha lois asay. In fact, we can even have to wait a little bit for the Gemara to revisit this kasha. We're going to learn the entire daf today, and the Gemara is not going to reference back at all to this question, so we're going to be left with a little bit of suspense to know what the Gemara's teretz is. It's a festakasha. Why do I need a pasuk of aleha to tell me that there's no yibam by an erva? Of course there's no yibam by an erva. There's an iser erva. And even though yibam's an asay, but erva's a lois asay sheyesh by karas, vein asay doicha lois asay sheyesh by karas. Zok the Gemara. Visu. Usually visu means we're piling on, right? One kasha, visu, and another kasha, the oid, and the third kasha. This visu is really a little different than what it usually is. This visu is more of, We just mentioned Ase Doicha Lois Ase. So let's roll our sleeves up and let's talk a little bit about Ase Doicha Lois Ase. So says the Gemara, Visu, Lois Ase Gredo, Minol on the Dachi. What's the Makar that Ase is even Doicha Lois Ase? This is a very important Gemara. The Chsiv, it says in the Torah, Lois Silba Shatnes. It says that a person is not allowed to wear Shatnes. And the very next Pasuk says, Gedilim Tasalach. There's a mitzvah to wear tzitzis. So the Torah juxtaposed the Lois Ase of Shatnes and the mitzvah's Ase of tzitzis. Omer Rabbalazar said, Smuchman, Atayr Minayim. How do you know that you could darshan smuchim in the Torah? How do you know that if the Torah puts two seemingly different halachas next to each other, there's a reason and we can darshan the reason? Meaning, we know Chazal were given tools to darshan Torah Shabbat Peh. They were given the right to darshan Torah Shabbat Peh. When Chazal darshan psukim using drashas, the drashas have a din of a deraisa. It's very, very legitimate. Stating that there's rules of what they can use. Yud gomu midah sha'atayr nidrashas behem. There's lamid beis midah sha'atayr nidrashas behem. One of the tools that Chazal have at their disposal is smuchim. If two things are samuch, they're juxtaposed to each other, that means that they're allowed to darshan those two items as if they have some sort of connection. So Rabbi Lazar was commenting on this concept. He said, smuchim and atayr minayim. What's the makar you could do this? He said, shenem atzunta from a pasig and tehillim from all places. Smuchim la'ad la'oilam, asuyim be'emes v'yasha. That smuchim la'ad la'oilam, when things are smuchim, it's asuyim be'emes v'yasha. There's a reason for it, there's a cheshbin to it, and you're allowed to learn psuk. Vam Rav Sheshes on Rabbi Lazar, mishum Rabbi Lazar ben Azayah. Rav Sheshes said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, it's the same Rabbi Lazar who was quoting Rabbi How do you know that if a Yavama would fall to a Mukashchin? So what happens if a Yavama falls to Yibum? And the Yavam is a Mukashchin. He's someone that women would really not want to marry because of certain physical issues that this person has. Now, ordinarily, if the Yavam wants to do Yibum, even if the Yavama doesn't want to do Yibum, the Yavam has a right to force the Yavama to do Yibum. But Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that if the Yavam is a person that's a mukashchin, that there's no way this woman would ever want to marry, how do you know she'en chayis menoisa? That if she's protesting and she's saying, I don't want to do Yibum, we wouldn't put a muzzle on her mouth, proverbially speaking, meaning we wouldn't quiet her. How do you know that we would hear her out and say, you know what, you don't want to marry this man, that's fine. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Loisachsim Sharbadish. You're not allowed to put a muzzle on the mouth of an ox when he's threshing in the field. The Samuchle, it says, Ki Yeshbu Achim Yachta, the Parsha of Yibum. So what's the connection between Yibum and Loisachsim Sharbadish? That sometimes there's a lav in the Torah of Loisachsim Yisha. That you're not allowed to put a muzzle on her mouth. And if she's protesting, she says she doesn't want to do Yibum, we hear her out. How do you know that? From Smuchim. Loisachsim Sharbadishai, Ki Yeshbu Achim Yachta. And this is Rabbi Lazar, Lishitasai, who said Smuchim and Atayr Minayim, because it says Smuchim La'ad Li'oilam, Asuyim Be'emes V'yasha. So there's a concept of Smuchim. That if you have two psukim that are samach to each other, we're able to darshan these psukim. Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah darshaned it to teach us a halacha, ironically and coincidentally, in Yavamis, that Minayim Yavamis Shanafnuf Neimukashrin Shein Chais Menoisa. We know it from the Smichos between Loisachsim Sharbadishai and Ki Yeshbu Achim Yachta. So too says the Gemara, this is going to be the makar to the idea that Ase is Doicha Lois Ase. It's from the fact that the Torah wrote the Lois Ase of Loisul B'Shanes, and right next to it, it said the Ase of Gdilim Tasalach. You know what's coming to teach me? What happens if Shatnez goes head on with Tzitzis? There's a face off. I have a beggar in front of me. On the one hand, Tzitzis. On the other hand, it's Shatnez. Do I wear the beggar or do I not wear the beggar? The Smuchim of Loisul B'Shanes and Gdilim Tasalach teaches me that what am I supposed to do? I'm supposed to wear it because the Gedilim Tasalach is Doicha D'Loisil B'Shatnes. Incidentally, Tosfos asks a very obvious kasha. How did Chazal know to darshan the Smuchim of Loisil B'Shatnes and Gedilim Tasalach that the Gedilim Tasalach is Doicha D'Loisil B'Shatnes? Maybe darshan it the Loisil B'Shatnes is Doicha Gedilim Tasalach. All you see is that something is going to be Doicha the other thing. So how do you know that the drasha is that the Gedilim Tasalach is the superior? Maybe the drasha is that the Loisil B'Shatnes is the superior. A very, very obvious question. But either way, that's what the Gemara says, is the Makar to Asnei Doicha Lois Asnei. But the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yosef said, even though there's a man to Omar, that Ba'almo, meaning throughout the Torah, he doesn't darshan smuchim, but the Mishnah Torah darsh. But when it comes to Mishnah Torah, when it comes to Sefer Dvarim, there he's going to darshan. How do we know this? Rabbi Yehuda Ba'almo Loi darsh. Rabbi Yehuda, throughout the Torah, did not darshan smuchim. Ube Mishnah Torah darsh. But yeah, when it came to Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda did darshan smuchim. So, meaning, what's the makar that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of smuchin? The Tanya belonged to the Brisa. Ben Azai said, Nema, Omar, it says in the Torah, Mechashefa loisachaya. So if there's a woman, love dafka woman, but a man as well, but if a person's involved in kishuf, loisachaya. This person's chaya misav. And Omar, and it says, Kol shoychevim behemo, mois yumas. It's the very next pasuk in the Torah, that if someone is shoychev in behemo, he is mezana with a behema, mois yumas. Said Ben Azai, samchu inyan loy. The Torah juxtaposed, again, smuchim, these two ideas. The idea of mechashefa loisachaya and the idea of someone that shoychev in behema, to teach us something. What? Ma shoychev in behema beskilo. Just like someone that shoychev in behema is chayev skilo, that we know from somewhere else. Ach mechashefa beskilo. So to mechashefa is going to be chayev skilo. So it says in the Torah, mechashefa loisachaya. But what misa does he get? That we don't know. From the fact that it says Mechashefa Leisachaya right next to Kol Shoychev in Behemah Moisumas, and if someone Shoychev in Behemah is Chayim, not just Misa, he's Chayiv Skilo, so too, if someone is a Mechashefa, that person is going to be Chayiv Skilo as well. This Ben Azai said, Omalei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ben Azai, he said, Ben Azai, Michi Mepnesha Samchu Inyaloi Noitzi Zela Skilo, because the Torah put these two things together, you're already Muchan Umzuman to give this person Skilo, you have to have a little bit more of a basis to give a person Skilo. So said Rabbi Yehuda, I agree, I'm but not for your reason, Ben Azai, Ella, for a different reason. There's two types of kishuv that was singled out in the Torah. One was oiv, and the other one was yedaini. These are two different types of kishuv. Ayin mesachta sanedrin, ayin rashi ala Torah. These were included, however, in the general idea of kishuv. V'lama yatsu, why were they singled out in the Torah? Because the Torah wanted to use these as an example, really to teach us about all different types of kishuv. Okay, what did the Torah single out about oiv and yedaini? Here's an example. Not oiv yedaini beskilo. Oiv yedaini is chayiv skilo. It's learned out. Af mechashefa beskilo. So to mechashefa is chayiv skilo. So Rabbi Yehuda told Ben Azai, I agree with you that a mechashefa is chayiv skilo. Even though it says mechashefa lezachayin, I don't really know what misa it's referring to, but I happen to agree it's chayiv skilo, but not for your reason. You're telling me skilo because of the smuchim. Smuchim is not enough of a reason to give a person skila. You want to know how I know it's skila? Because oiv yedaini were bechlal machshefa, fiyotzma min haklal, lelamed, loy lelamed alatzma yotza, didn't just come to teach me that an oiv yedaini is chayiv skila, ela lakal kula yotza, it's coming to teach me that every single machshefa is going to be chayiv skila, and that's how I know you're chayiv skila. But what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda? You see, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you don't darshan smuchim. Stating that, over Mishnah Torah and all in the Darish, but we know that in Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda does darshan smuchim. How do I know that? The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, noisnei adam anusas aviv umefutas aviv. A person is not allowed to marry his father's wife. Meaning, even if his father's wife is not his mother, but rather she's his stepmother, still there's going to be an issur. Stating that, the Mishnah says, a man is allowed to marry anusas aviv umufutas aviv. If a person's father was mezana with a woman, whether he was ma'anis the woman or he was mafata the woman, the halacha is this son is allowed to marry her. Additionally, anusas b'nai umufutas b'nai. A person is not allowed to marry his daughter-in-law. However, anusas b'nai umufutas b'nai, if a person's son was mezana with a woman, whether it was ba'anis or whether he was mafata her, the halacha is, he'd be allowed to marry her. So you would have had a havamina that maybe anusas aviv and mufutas aviv, anusas b'nai, mufutas b'nai should be an issue. Zok the Mishnah, noisei adam anusas aviv, mufutas aviv, it's not a problem. Additionally, noisei adam anusas b'nai, mufutas b'nai. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says it's asib anusas aviv and mufutas aviv. Meaning he agrees anusas b'nai, mufutas b'nai is motor, but he says anusas aviv and mufutas aviv is going to be asib. Rav Gidl Amar Rav, Rav Gidl send the name of Rav. My time to Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshana Rabbi Yehuda? So you know Rabbi Yehuda knew it. He darshan. The pasuk says, "Lo yikach ish as ish as aviv, for lo yigala knaf aviv." It says that a person is not allowed to marry ish as aviv, his father's wife. That we know. And then it says, "For lo yigala knaf aviv." What does it mean, "Lo yigala knaf aviv"? So Rabbi Yehuda darshin knaf shera aviv lo yigala. If there's a woman that his father was mezana with, lo yigala. Now there's going to be an isusnos. Says the Gemara, "Umin mai de beanusaksev." How do you know that this pasuk is referring to anusas aviv? Doesn't say anything about anusas aviv. So the Gemara says, "Me love it." Because if you look at the previous pasuk, you'll know. You know what the previous pasuk says? The chsiv nasana ish ashoychevim lavi anayra chamishim kasev. It's the previous pasuk is talking about someone that was ma'anis a woman. V'samachlei, and then it says layikach ish es ish es aviv v'layigale knaf aviv. So sok Rabbi Yehuda, you know v'layigale knaf aviv means? It means anusa. You know I know it means anusa because the previous pasuk was referring to anusa, and because the previous pasuk was referring to anusa, that's how I know that this means anusa. So you just mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Rabbi Yehuda holds as an iser for a person to marry anusas aviv umefutas aviv. The Chachamim argue. The Chachamim hold that it's mutter. How did Rabbi Yehuda know it's aser? He darshan smuchim. What's the smuchim? It says the parasha of Oynes. Talking about someone that was ma'anis and naira, and then immediately afterwards, lo yikachish asayish shavif, lo yiknal knafav. So the Gemara says, Rabbanon, don't Rabbanon also darshin smuchim? So Rabbanon is going to say, yeah. However, he have a samach leikut gamet. If it was really smuchim, we would agree. But hashd lo yisamach leik. But the problem is, it's not really smuchim. Why? Dechsiv lo yikach ish asayish shavif bein time. Because although the Torah goes from the parasha of Oynes to the pasuk that mentions lo yigal knaf aviv, but lo yigal knaf aviv is the safe of the pasuk. It's the second part of the pasuk. The first part of the pasuk is lo yikachish es eishes aviv. So really, the smichus is to lo yikachish es eishes aviv. It's not to lo yigal knaf aviv. Therefore, it can't be that lo yigal knaf aviv is referring to an iser for a person to be mezana with anusas aviv. What then does lo yigal knaf aviv mean? It means something else. And again, ironically, something related to Yibum. B'shemeres Yavam HaKasim Adaber is referring to a Shemeres Yavam. Meaning, if there was a woman that was a Shemeres Yavam to a person's father, the halacha is this man would never be allowed to marry this woman. If she was a Shemeres Yavam to his father at any point, the halach is, he's never allowed to marry her. Even after she gets chalitza, let's say. It doesn't matter. He'll never be allowed to marry her. And if that's what the pasuk is referring to, then it's v'laver ala b'shnei lach. Obviously, the pasuk is coming to pile on. Because we already know that. It's pasha that a person is not allowed to marry a woman that was a shemeres yavam to his father. The reason it's pasha is because if this woman was a shemeres yavam to this man's father, that means by definition, she was married to his father's brother. Which makes her eishes achi yaviv, which is an erva anyways, so why do you need to tell me that if she's a Shemeres Yavam, she's also? She's anyways also, even if she was never a Shemeres Yavam. Because obviously, she's married to his father's brother, which is an erva. It's known as Eshes Achi Aviv. Must be, it's Lavar Ola B'Shnei Lavim. But the bottom line is, what do we see from here? We see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim. Where does Rabbi Yehuda not darshan smuchim? He doesn't darshan smuchim with regards to machasheifa loisachaya to teach me that what's the oynish misa of machasheifa skila. But as I said, you know machasheifa gets skila. It says machasheifa loisachaya. The samach lei, it says kol shoicha v'mehem loisumas. And just like someone that shoicha v'mehem is chayv skila, so to machasheifa is also going to be chayv skila. Rabbi Yehuda said, ben azai, smuchim? You're giving someone skila? You're literally going to give the person the most chomer mis in the world based on smuchim. You have to do better than that. You have to have a more solid makar. What do you see from here? Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim. Yet the Zelbe Rabbi Yehuda that didn't darshan smuchim says that the halach is an iser of anusas aviv, even though the chachamim all know say adam anusas aviv. Rabbi Yehuda is a machmer. There's an iser for a person to be mezana, to live with anusas aviv. It's an erva. How does he know it? He knows it from smuchim. Because you have the parasha of oynes v'samach lei, lo yigal knaf aviv. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold the smuchim? Does he not hold the smuchim? Zakti Gemara. Ba'alma Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of smuchim. The Mishnah Torah, Rabbi Yehuda does hold of smuchim. Says the Gemara that even Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't hold of smuchim, but by Mishnah Torah, he is going to hold of smuchim. In other words, what's the makar that I say is doicha loisa? I say, let's go back to the beginning. Rabbi Lazar said, because it says loisil v'shatnes, and immediately afterwards it says gedilim tasalach. Loisil v'shatnes is this, v'shatnes. Gedilim tasalach is the mitzvah of tzitzis. Why did the Torah put them together? Let's start in smuchim. Smuchim lo'ad lo'oy l'masuim be'emes v'yasha. And it's coming to teach me that if there's a face-off between shatnes and tzitzis, which one takes the precedent? Gedilim tasalach. And that's the makar that I say doicha loisa. But it's all predicated on darshaning smuchim. So the Gemara said, Rabbi Lazar, l'shitasa, he holds you darshan smuchim. But the Gemara said, isn't there a shittas Rabbi Yehuda in Shas that doesn't darshan smuchim? Gemara says, yeah, there is a shittas Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim. But even Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim, b'mishnah Torah, he does darshan smuchim. And being that b'mishnah Torah, he does darshan smuchim. And these two psukim of loy silba shat is gdilam tasaloch are in parshas kiseitze, which is mishnah Torah. So over here, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to darshan smuchim. So this makar of asay doicha loisa say, the smuchim of loy silba shat is gdilam tasaloch is going to work a little bit of kuli alma. It's going to work according to the ones that darshan smuchim, obviously. It's even going to work according to Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim. Because even Rabbi Yehuda that doesn't darshan smuchim in mishnah Torah, he does darshan smuchim. So geschmack. Straightforward, a little long-winded, but the bottom line is we have a makar that I say is doicha loisa say. But the Gemara is going to just pause for a second and analyze Rabbi Yehuda's shita. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that in Bereshis, Shmois, Vayikra, and Bamidbar, we don't darshan smuchim. Dvarim Over there we darshan smuchim. Zok the Gemara, but mission tire my time. What's the reason to darish the Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim? So the Gemara says, Iba yisema mishom da muchach, v'iba yisema mishom da mufni. It's because the Mishnah Torah, wherever Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim, he felt either there was a hechrich to darshan smuchim, he had like a real raya that the smuchim was meant to be darshan, or it was based on something that was extra. Mufni means extra in Aramaic. So either it was because he had some sort of hechacha, it was muchach, or it was because there was something actual. Meaning, it's not just in the Velta Rhein that a Mishnah Torah with Darshan Smuchim. It's because Rabbi Yehuda held that a Mishnah Torah, he was able to find hoichachos to Smuchim, or at the very least, there was something mufno that allowed him to Darshan Smuchim. And the Gemara is going to explain. As it relates to Rabbi Yehuda's Smuchim that he Darshan the Mishnah Torah, which was that when it says in the Torah, Le'igalik Naf Aviv, it means anusas aviv, and he based it on the smuchim because the previous pasuk is talking about the iser of oines, if someone's ma'anas anisha, that he has to pay a knas, etc. The samach leilo yigal knaf aviv. So says the Gemara, iba yisemi mishon the muchach. I'll show you where it would have been muchach in Rabbi Yehuda's eyes, the darshan smuchim, because the imkein, because if really we're not meant to darshan smuchim, lichtevei rachmona gabi arayis, why did the Torah write lo yigal knaf aviv? Tucked away, the chayrut should have been in the parsha of Arayis. Why are we talking about lo yigal knaf aviv in parshas kiseitze? That's what the pasuk is. Shouldn't it be in parshas achrim mois and parshas kedoshim where the Torah talks about Arayis? Why did the Torah write it there? It's muchach. The Torah put it there for a reason. The location of this pasuk is there for a reason. It's obvious, because otherwise it's in the wrong place. It's not just in the wrong place, it's in the wrong sefer. It should be in Torah's Kayanim. What's it doing in Mishnah Torah? Oh, it's muchach, literally. Muchach, says the Gemara, that it's here to Darshan Smuchim. What's this Smuchim? Oh, let's look around. Oh, the pasuk before is talking about Ma'anis. No one seems to know what Lo'yigal Knaf Aviv is. This was a major, major tumult amongst the Tanaim. Literally, the Mefarshei Achumash was struggling to understand what these words even mean. So said Rabbi Yehuda, I know what it means. Smuchim. So over here, because it's Muchach, there's going to be Smuchim. Iba Yisei Mishon Mufni. Alternatively, it couldn't be because it's Mufna. What's the Mufna meaning? What's extra over here? The Imkain. Because if we're not meant to darshan, lichtav rachmana lo yikach ish es aviv, lo yigalik knaf aviv lomad. There's no reason to even say lo yigalik knaf aviv. Because anything else that it's going to mean, we already know. For example, what the chamim say lo yigalik knaf aviv means? It's coming to add an iser for a man to be boyal, his father shemeres yavim. She's anyways Eishas Achi Yavav. Right? Anything we're going to come up with, Ayin Rashi, we would have already known already. So really it's extra, because it's not really teaching us anything that we don't know. Shmami no Masbi, Lafnuye, it's coming, Lafnuye, it's coming to teach me some. The fact that he's supposed to darshan smuchim. In other words, again, just to say this, nachamo, because this is mamish the whole daf. What the Gemara is saying is that asay is doicha lois asay. You know, I know that. I know it from smuchim. It says loisil b'shatnez, and it says gedilim tasloch. And based on the smichos of these two psuchim, I know the halacha of asay doicha lois asay. And the Gemara says, let me buy according to Rabbi Loza Mishum, Rabbi Loza ben Azariah, that always darshan smuchim. Of course, this is a legitimate, bona fide drasha. But even Rabbi Huda that Ba'alma doesn't darshan smuchim, but a Mishnah Torah darshan smuchim. And therefore, these are psuchim in Mishnah Torah, so you can darshan the smuchim, and that's how you know that asay doicha. But the Gemara says, one second, we have to iron out one more wrinkle. Because we just said that the only time Rabbi Yehuda darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah is when it's other muchach, other mufni. Which means, if we're going to darshan smuchim between Leisil Bashat and Zigdilim Tasaloch, it's going to have to be either muchach or mufni. So says the Gemara of the Gabi Tzitzis Nami, as it relates to Tzitzis and Shatnes, Iba Yisemi Mishon the Muchach, Viba Yisemi Mishon the Mufni. You could say the same shtickle Torah, the same cheshbet. It's either Muchach or it's Mufni. The Gemara explains, Iba Yisemi Mishon the Muchach, it's Muchach, Tim came, because if not, Lichtevei Rachmona Gabi Parshas Tzitzis, in the middle of Parshas Kiseitze, tucked away, Kiseitze La Melchama Leivecha, you're fighting the Yetzahara, right? You're dealing with everything going on in Parshas Kiseitze, Mitamul, the Torah decided, this would be a perfect time to talk about the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. Why are we talking about Tzitzis now? L'chur, it should have been mentioned earlier. Where's the Parsha of Tzitzis? It's the Parsha Shlach. It's what we say in Krishma. So why are we talking about Tzitzis now? Shouldn't they have been in the Parsha of Tzitzis? Now, of course, there are laws that are learned out from Gedilim Tasaloch, Shaneimo. But any law that we want to learn from Gedilim Tasaloch should have been stated in the Parsha of Tzitzis. Let's learn it. Where we learn all the other laws related to Tzitzis. Why would the Torah have written it in Parsha Kiseitze? Oh, it's Muchach. It's Muchach that it's coming to Darshan Smuchim. What's the Smuchim? Leisil B'Shatnez, Gedilim Tasaloch, to teach me that Tzitzis is Doicha Shatnez. Or you could say that it's because it's mufna. How is it mufna? So the Gemara says, Mechdi. Ksiv, or Kosav, it says, Uveged Kalayim Shatnez Loyal Olech. The Torah mentions the lav of Shatnez twice. The first time it mentions the lav of Shatnez is in Vayikra Perek Yutes. It says, Uveged Kalayim Shatnez Lo Yalo Alecha. And then again, in Mishnah Torah, in Parshas Kiseitzi, it says, Lo Yisilba Shatnez Tzemer Ufishtem Yachtav. So it says, the Gemara, Lomeli, why did the Torah have to write it twice? The whole Isna Shatnez is extra. Oh, Shlamin Olaf Nuyeh. Must be it's extra. Extra to teach me something. Teach me what? Smuchim. This is what Smuchim kicks in. And it's coming to teach me, Lo Yisilba Shatnez, Gedilim Tassalach, that Tzitzis is going to be Doicha Shatnez. But the Gemara says, no, Hani Mitzvah Tzrichi. I don't think Lo Yisilba Shatnez is extra. In fact, I need it. I need it to teach me basic laws of Shatnez. Because although it's true, it says Shatnez twice, Uveged Kalayim Shatnez Lo Yalo Lech, and then it says Lo Yisilba Shatnez. But if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Pasuk, they're different. Uveged Kalayim Shatnez Lo Yalo Lech, Lo Yisilba Shatnez. Yeah, loosely translated, they mean the same thing. You can't wear Shatnez. But if you look a little more carefully, Torah used different words, lo yal and lo silbash. And the Gemara says the reason Torah used different words is because we need both of them. Because he can never learn one from the other. How so? I would have thought called Erech Allah Asa, Rachmana. That as long as he put not shatnez on you, it's going to be a problem. Let's say there's a person, he sells clothing. So he would try on the clothing by himself. Like this, people would see it, it looks nice, and maybe they would want to buy it. So you would think, based on Uveged Kalayim, Shatnez Lo Yalo Lech, that's a problem. Kasav Rachmana Lo Yisilba Shatnez, which is Dumya De Levisha De Isbeyana, that the only time it's a problem is if it's a real Levisha, it's a Chash of Levisha, you're wearing it. And it's only then that it's going to be also. So I need Lo Yisilbash to teach me that it's Dafkuf, there's a real Levisha, as opposed to if you just put it on. Now, let the Torah just write Lo Yisilbash, because Rachmana Lo Yisilbash, I mean, I would have thought Dafkuf Levisha De Nafish Ani Yasa. Levisha sounds like you're having an excessive amount of Ana. Aval Halo, Loi. But if you're only wearing it in a way where you're not having so much Ana, maybe not. Kasar Rachmana Lo Yalo Lecho. So the bottom line is, the Gemara says nothing, Mufna. It's true, it says Shatnez in the Torah twice, but it has to say it twice. Because one place it says Lo Yalo, one place it says Lo Yisilbash. I would never know Lo Yalo for Lo Yisilbash. I would never know Lo Yisilbash from Lo Yalo. So it's not Mufna. So again, the Gemara is saying that even Rabbi Yehudu doesn't dash in Smuchim, but Mimish the Torah dash in Smuchim, when it's and therefore he can learn, I say, from Klayim Betitzis. Based on what? Based on the fact that it's Muchach or Mufna. So Muchach, I mean, the Gemara said very nicely. What was the Muchach? Why did Torah write Tzitzis and Kiseitz? He should have wrote it in Shlach. Oh, but what's the Mufna? So the Gemara thought, you know what's Mufna? The whole Silba Shatnez, the whole Pasuk is Mufna. Because I know Shatnez is written. It's not Mufna. That's not true. Torah had to say Shatnez again. Torah had to use the word Levish to teach me some very important halachas. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what's Mufna. Not the word Silba Shatnez is not Mufna. It has to say Silba Shatnez. But in Kain Luchta Rachmana, Silba Shatnez. Tzemer Ufishtim Lomeli. You know what the Torah didn't have to write? The Torah did not have to write Tzemer Ufishtim. To write those words were extra. Why? And the truth is, we know what Shatnez is. Shatnez is Semer Ufishtim. And it really only says that Shatnez is Semer Ufishtim one time in the Torah. It says it in Parashas Kiseitzis. What do you mean the Torah didn't have to write it? Of course they had to write it. How would I know it otherwise? How do you know Shatnez is wool and linen? Because it says Semer Ufishtim. Where does it say it in this pasuk? It's the only place in the Torah it says it. So what do you mean it's extra? It's not extra. Mara says, no, mechti. I'll tell you why it's extra. Because Ksiv, it says, Uveged Kalayim Shatnez Lo Yalo Alecha. It says that Shatnez is a beged. The word is beged. It was taught in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. It says many times in the Torah the word beged. Many different contexts. And there's one place where the Torah specifies what beged means. It means other tzemer or fishtim. You know what that is? That's in the sugyas of tzaras. We know that a person could become a mitzayra, a house could become a mitzayra, and a beged could become a mitzayra. When the Torah talks about a beged that has a nega, it says, quote, v'habeged ki yeh boy nega, tzaras, bebeged tzemer, oi befeged pishtim. So it says, mefurish in the Torah, that beged is other tzemer, other pishtim. So it says the word beged in the Torah again and again and again. And it's one time with the Torah singled out, what is beged? It means beged, samurai, beged, pishtin. So Tanit Vei Rabbi Shmuel, Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they taught, I've called semer u pishtin. So to every single time it says, beged, it means other semer, other pishtin. So I know already that beged means semer u pishtin. How do I know it? Because whenever it says beged, it means semer u pishtin. And it says, beged, kilayim, shatnez, lo yalo alecha. So why would the Torah have to write, Silba shatnez, semer u fishtim yachtad? I know it's semer u fishtim. Ayin doesn't say anywhere Semer Fishtim. It's true, but it says Beged. And Beged always means Semer Fishtim. Is Semer Fishtim the cause of Rachman Olamali? Why did they write the word Semer Fishtim? Shmami no lafnuye. Oh, it's Kami lafnuye. Those are extra words to teach me smuchim. So you want to know what's extra? It's not Luis Silva Shatnes. It's the word Semer Fishtim. That's what's extra. That's how we know that there's a drosha going on over here. But the Gemara says, no, I disagree. Vakanti Yitzterich. I still need it. You know why? Because it's true, although the Torah never said Semer Fishtim, Torah said a word that means Semer Fishtim. What's the word? Very simple word. Beged. But where did Torah say Beged? Regarding the Isn Shatnes of Ubeged Kalayim Shatnes Lo Yalo Alecha. So maybe you would have a Havamino that when it comes to the Isr Halah, which is a more delicate form of Levisha, maybe over there the Halach is it's only Semer Fishtim. But maybe if I'm doing Levisha, which is more intense, as we saw in the previous Gemara, maybe there, the Issa Shatnes is not exclusive to Tzemer Fishtim. Maybe because what I'm doing is more, so maybe it's more Chomer, and maybe even different types of Minim are going to be included. So the Gemara says, Vakati Yitzchuk Sol, I mean, I would have thought, Halo, Hidolei Nafesh Anah, Sabai Anah, where I didn't have that much Anah. Over there, it's Tafke Tzemer Fishtim. Avol Levisha, the Nafesh Anah Yasser, but Levisha, we have more Anah, Kol Trei Mini Yasser. Maybe all different types of Minim are going to be Yasser. Rachmano, Kasav Rachmano. That's why the Torah had to write Tzemer Fishtim. So that's why the Torah had to write Tzemer Fishtim. So it's not actually Gemara says I disagree again. No, because im kein lishtei kra mine, the Torah didn't have to say tzemer ufishtin. I would have known tzemer ufishtin from ubeged. It says beged by halah. Maybe only halah is exclusive to tzemer ufishtin. Maybe levisha not. No, because v'teisi shatnes shatnes me'alah. It says the word shatnes by halah, and it says the word shatnes by levisha. And once halah shatnes means tzemer ufishtin, it's poshut I would know that by levisha it means tzemer ufishtin as well. Bottom line is, says the Gemara, how do I know that I say is doichaloy saseh? How do I know that if you have a beged in front of you, that shatnez, but at the same time, this sits is on it? How do I know that wear it to fulfill the mitzvah saseh? And don't worry about the loy saseh, because the saseh of tzitzis is going to be doicha, the loy saseh of shatnez, it's learned out from smuchim. Loy silba shatnez, immediately afterwards, gedilim ta'asalach, smuchim la'adlo oilam asuyim be'emes v'yosher, we darshan smuchim. And the Gemara says, even Rabbi Yehuda, that Ba'alma doesn't darshan smuchim, the Mishnah Torah darshan smuchim, wherever it's other muchach, other mufna, and this is both muchach and mufna. It doesn't have to be muchach and mufna. Other, right? Ibai Seima means either muchach or mufna. This happens to be both, l'ravcha the milsa. It's muchach and it's mufna. It's muchach, because if the Torah wanted to tell me the mitzvah of tzitzis again, Torah should have wrote it in the parish of tzitzis. Why did it write it in the parish of kiseitze? And it's also mufna, because the words semer upishtim are extra. Zok de Gemara. Parenthetic, from here until the bottom of the Yomid is going to be a digression from our digression. But Tanad Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that wherever it says beged, it means semer upishtim. Time of the cause of Rachmon and Samaru Fisht. The reason we said that if a person has a beged that's tzitzis and shatnes, we say, I say you wear the beged, is because the Torah wrote Samaru Fisht, which was the mufni that Alibi the Rabbi Yehuda would allow us to darshan smuchim and say that I say doichaloisase. But without this derasha, without this shtickle Torah of epic proportions, I would have thought the aser. Have a mina the aser. Rachmana, how can you say that? Read the psukim. V'aksiv, it says, V'asu lehem tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeyem. V'chtanit v'rabbi Shmuel, kol begadim semer ufishtin hei. We know beged means semer ufishtin. The Torah says you put tzitzis on your beged. What's your beged made out of? You would say anything. No, not according to Tanit v'rabbi Shmuel. He just said that wherever it says beged, it always means odit semer odit fishtin. So the Torah basically just told you to put tzitzis on your beged of wool or your beged of fishtin. Okay, now what is tzitzis made out of? V'amir rachmano avalei tcheles. Tzitzis is supposed to be made of tcheles, right? We don't have tcheles today. Maybe we do have tcheles today. But regardless, midai raisa for sure, there's something called tcheles. Now what's tcheles? For tcheles amruhu. Tcheles is wool. How do you know tcheles is wool? Night tcheles amruhu. How do you know tcheles is wool? Because mid sheish kisna. Because being that sheish is linen, bal karchach tcheles amruhu. It means that tcheles is wool. So obviously we need Rashi here. Rashi says it's because we know that the big day kuna were made up of tcheles argoman to lashoni and sheish. Now sheish is linen. We also know that the big day kuna were made of wool and linen. Nothing else. That's based on a pasuk in Yechezkel, Rashi says. So we know the big day kuna were made of other wool, other linen. We know sheish is linen. So what's tcheles argoman to lashoni? It could only be wool. It's not linen because sheish is linen. And the only two things it could be made out of, the only two materials, are wool and linen. So bal karchach, what it is wool. So we know tcheles is wool. And we know that you put tcheles on your begin when you put on tzitzis. And we know that a begin that's either tzemer or fishtim is chayiv and tzitzis. So if a beged of pishtim, because that's the punchline, is chayiv in tzitzis, and included in tzitzis is tcheles, and tcheles is wool, so you see clearly, the Torah just told you, the osulam tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim. Take tcheles, take wool, put it on your pishtim. So what do you have to come on to shtiklach Torah for? According to Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, it's very straightforward. And in the cheshbon of the Gemara, when it was explaining why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Tzemru Fishten is mufna to darshan the smuchim so that I would know that he's supposed to put tzitzis on shatnez. It was based on Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. That's why it was mufna. Without Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, it would never been mufna. So it was only mufna because of Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. So the bottom line is that it's mufna using Tanit Rabbi Shmuel. But the bottom line is that according to Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, Favos Tafachonkum and Sa'at Rosho, Tepeklei it's Pasha. The Torah said Mefurish. It couldn't be more straightforward. For us, when Tzitzel Lakanfei Vigdeim, Vigdeim means Semro Fish, and it says, take Tchelis and put on walls. And the Mara says, Itzrech Hainir, because all Ketai Chamina Kedirava. I would have thought that maybe, although it says, Va'asu Lam Tzitzel Lakanfei Vigdeim, and Vigdeim means Semro Fish, and the Torah said, put Tchelis, which is wool. Lav Dafki is supposed to put Tchelos on Pishtim. How is that possible? It's based on something Rava said. The Rava asks the Ksiv, it says Hakonof. It says you're supposed to put Tzitzis Hakonof. And Hakonof is Mashma Min Konof, that the Tzitzis should be made of whatever the Konof is made of. Whatever the corner, the knep of the Beged is made of, that's what the Tzitzis should be made out of. So if you're wearing a silk baguette, you should wear silk tzitzis. If you're wearing cotton, it should be cotton. If you're wearing wool, it should be wool. You're wearing linen, it should be linen. Depending on what you're wearing, that's what it should be made of. So you want to know what the strings are made out of? Minkon. Because if the pasuk also says tzemru fishtim, it's mashmit should be tzemru fishtim. Where does it say tzemru fishtim? It says leisilba shatnis tzemru fishtim yachid, then it says gdilim tasalof. So it's mashmit that the tzitzis should be tzemru fishtim. So Rava had this kasha. He said, haketza tzemru fishtim poitrim beimimimim echolimimim. Wherever you have tzemru fishtim, if that's what the tzitzis are going to be made out of, so that kapatra beged b'mina moshloi b'mina. It doesn't matter what the beged is made of. Any beged, if you put on tzitzis that are made of tzemru fishtim, you're good. Shar minim, however, if the beged is made up of something other than tzemru fishtim, then b'mina poichim, if you put on tzitzis that are the same beged, so for example, if you're wearing a cotton beged and you put on cotton tzitzis, it's going to be okay. But shaloi b'minam ain't poichim. However, it's shaloi b'minam, if you're wearing a cotton beged, then you can't put on cotton tzitzis. That if you're wearing a linen baguette, you can't put on cotton tzitzis. The only time that halach is that shaloi b'minam is going to work is if it's going to be tzemer ufishtim. But says the Gemara that if Tanit Rabbi Shmuel holds like Rava, then it's muvan, it's understandable. Why? Although it says v'asulam tzitzis al kanfei b'gdeim, that you can't necessarily learn from there that tzitzis is going to be doicha shatnez, and it's for that reason you have to come on to smuchim, it's for that reason you have to come on to a whole drasha based on the concept of asei doicha lois asei. It's based on rova shita. So the Gemara is going to clarify, right? At this point, we're not even explaining it because the Gemara is going to ask and then immediately explain. Right, the Gemara, Tanit Rabbi Shmuel, lesley the Rav. How could you tell me that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel is based on rova, whatever this even means? But how can you tell me it's based on rova? Tanit Rabbi Shmuel clearly doesn't hold of rova. How do you know that? Because rova just said that semru fishtim work for all begadim, but Hakonof, Minkonof works for a beged that is its own min. Which means, in theory, it doesn't matter what kind of beged you're wearing, there's a chiv tzitzis. It just depends on what exactly the tzitzis is going to have to be made out of. But regardless of what the beged is made out of, whatever the fabric, whatever the material is, there is going to be a chiv tzitzis. Ton of Rabbi Shmuel holds that the only time you put tzitzis on is big dehem, vassal tzitzis al kanfei v'gdehem, and what does beged mean? Beged means other tzemer, other pishnim. So clearly, Ton of Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold the rabba. So the Gemara says like this, no. It's chsokat aydechamino ki diyuka de rava. What we mean to say is that there would have been a havamino that Tanit Rabbi Shmuel held like the diyuk of Rava. What was Rava's diyuk? When Rava asked his kasha, Hakonof min konof, and then you see tzitzis has to be made of tzemer or fishtim, it was based on the fact that Hakonof is mashma min konof. So we would have thought that maybe Tanit Rabbi Shmuel holds of the same diyuk, that Hakonof means min konof. But Tanit Rabbi Shmuel is going to take that diyuk and apply it to its own world. What's Tanit Rabbi Shmuel's world? It says big day, which means tzemer or fishtim. It also maybe says Hakonof min Konof, which would mean that although tzemeru fishtim, but akonof min konof. You know what that means? You have to put wool tzitzis on a wool beged, and a linen tzitzis on a linen beged. And if that's the case, v'alchikam rachmana, avalei tzemer letzemer ufishtim lefishtim. The tzemer tzitzis have to go on tzemer, and the fishtim tzitzis have to go on fishtim. How do I know that? Because this is akonof min konof, which was the yuka de rava. That was rava's diik. That was the premise for him to ask his stira in the psukim. So I would have thought Tanav Rabbi Shmuel holds that, and it's then when I put wool wool on wool, v'chiavida semer letzemer, tzaveh. That's when there's a chiyuv to dye it blue. Aval semer l'fishon, l'fishon letzemer loy. Maybe you can't put wool on linen, you can't put linen on wool. So I'm no raya from the fact that it says, v'asu lehem, tzitzis al kanfei v'gdeim, that you can just go ahead and this halacha that tzitzis is doich hashatnes. Because maybe it's true, it says you should put chelas on, but only on wool, not on pishtim. Doesn't v'gdeim mean either wool or pishtim? Yeah. But it also says, akonof min konof, which means that you put wool on wool, you put linen on linen. Chasav rachmano tzemer ufishtim. That's why Torah wrote the word tzemer ufishtim. That filo tzemer ufishtim ufishtim letzemer. That's the basis why we had to come on to smuchim. We had to come on to muchacham ufno. We had to come on to our drasha. This concludes the daf. The point is that what was the topic of today's daf? Topic of today's daf was Asei Doichaloisase, the first daf of this sugya of Asei Doichaloisase. And even though there was some akuli upshuri and a couple of digressions from the digressions, but if you want to recap this daf, we could do it literally in 60 seconds. What's the makar that Asei is Doichaloisase? Very important. It comes up everywhere in Shas. The answer is it's learned out because we darshan smuchim. There's two psukim that I mentioned right next to each other. It says Loisil Bashatnes, and then it says Gedilim Tasalach. Loisil Bashatnes is a Nisa Shatnes. Gedilim Tasalach is a mitzvah tzitzis. Why did Torah put them together? To teach me that if there's a face off between the two. You want to know which one is going to be the Yadayel Al Yoyna? Who's the Kod Alam Gavar? It's Gedilim Tasalach. Mechatesi? Toisves. But the bottom line is that we learned that Gedilim Tasalach is going to be Doicha Loisil Bashatnes. And the Gemara says, if you darshan smuchim, this is easy. And even if you don't darshan smuchim, but this is Mishnah Torah, and Mishnah Torah, where it's Muchach and it's Mufna, we darshan smuchim. Where is it Muchach? Because why would the Torah write Gedilim Tasalach and Parashas Kiseitze? It's teaching me Alochas and Alochas Tzitzis, just right in the Parashah of Tzitzis, which is in Parashah Shlach. It's Mufni, because the words Semer Ufishtin in Loisil Bashatnes are extra. So bottom line is, it's coming to teach me that there's a Halacha of Smuchim. So today's daf, again, Simdritimul, is the introductory daf to the sugya of Asei Doichaloisase. So as it relates to really the first raid by the Masechtas Yuvalmes, I think it's kedai just to talk Divrei Hakdama / Divrei Lomdes / Divrei Machshava as it relates to Asei Doichaloisase. So Zeklal Gadol B'din Asei Doichaloisase. If you think about it for literally a second, it's a pellet. What's pshat that Asei Doichaloisase? What's more chamor? Is an asay more chamor or is a lois asay more chamor? It's a lois asay. It's easy. Why? If someone's over a lois asay, in most cases, he's going to be chayiv malchus. In some cases, he'll be chayiv karis. In other cases, he'll even be chayiv misas beznet. If someone's a mevatel a mitzvah asay, there's no oinush. There are two mitzvahs asay, Pesach and Mila, which are major foundational mitzvahs asay with the zanayinish of karis. But with the exception of those two, every other of the 248 asays that you have in the Torah, it's not even an einish that's mentioned anywhere. Lois asay, we're hacking. Makin, unchin, misas, bezdin. When it comes to asay, there's no einish at all. What does that mean? L'chura. What it means is that a lois asay is more chamer than an asay. Not just that. We learned the sugyas not so long ago in the end of Masechtas Yuma, where the Gemara talks about the kapara and the darkei atshuva that a person needs to do when it comes to different averas. And in those sugyas, it's clear that a person has to do more tshuva for being over a lois asay than for asay. The Gemara says if someone does an asay, as long as he does tshuva, moichlun loy miyad. He doesn't have to come on to sigufim, and he doesn't have to come on to unshim and yisurim rachmanu litzlan. He doesn't have to come on to misa, but tshuva alone is going to be mechaper. What does it sound like? It certainly sounds like a lois asay is more chomer than an asay. So if that's the case, what's pashup shat that asay is doicha lois asay? You would think that if there's a question, should I do the asay at the expense of a lois asay, or should I do the lois asay at the expense of the asay, the machriya would be which one is more chomer? Well, if the machriya is which one's more chomer, l'chura every day of the week, the machriya should be the lois asay. So if that's the case, what's pashup shat in the halacha that asay is doicha lois asay? The emes is that we've spoken at a few times a chiddush from the Baruch Tam. The Baruch Tam, in his klolim of Asei Doicha Lois Asei, it's in Perek Gimel, he says that the truth is Asei Doicha Lois Asei is really a very, very big chiddush. Because it is kasha. A lois asay is more chamer than an asay. So if a lois asay is more chamer than an asay, then really lois asay should be doicha asay, not the other way around. It's a very big chiddush. And he says that, being that it's a very big chiddush, ein lo chabay elo chidushay, And you could then understand why you find so many limitations throughout Shas and throughout the world of Raid to the concept of Asei Doicha Loi Sasei. So it's true, on the one end, Asei is Doicha Loi Sasei, but you have to redefine print. It's long. Number one, Asei is Doicha Loi Sasei, but it's not Doicha Loi Sasei V'Asei. Asei is Doicha Loi Sasei, it's not Doicha Loi Sasei She'esh Be'Karis. Asei is only Doicha Loi Sasei, where it's not Efshel L'Kayim Shnei. But if you could do the assay and not violate the lois assay is not going to be doicha lois assay. The only time assay is doicha lois assay if it's be'idna. The two happen at the same second, they're simultaneous. But if they're not simultaneous, then you're not going to say assay doicha lois assay. If a person was pesheya, and because of a pshia, negligence, he finds himself in a situation where he's trapped between an assay and a lois assay. He looks here, there's an assay, he looks there, there's a lois assay, there's no assay doicha lois assay. It's just taisus and then the masach to say riven. There are many, many limitations to the rule of assay doicha lois assay. Zok the Baruch Tam, why? If assay is doicha lois assay, assay should be doicha lois assay. Shine height. The Teretz says the Baruch Tam, because ala rishoyin amanu mitzdarim. Really, it's a very big chiddush. Narvaz. Yevamas Daf Dalit, the Gemara that we just learned. Smuchim and Atayr Minayim, Shenem Asmuchim La'ad La'oilim Asuyim Be'emes V'yasha. It says, Lo Yisul Bashan is G'dilim Tasalach. So at the end of the day, we're stuck with a drasha, and it's because of this drasha. The Allah is that I say it's going to be Doicha Lois Hasei. But it's Chiddush Ve'en L'chaboy El Chiddushoy. So what you need to do is you have to microanalyze the case of Kalayim Betzitzis, and if it's Doima Mamish to Kalayim Betzitzis, then you're going to have Asay Doicha Lois Hasei. But the minute it's not, you're not going to say a Doicha Lois Hasei. Because it's a Chiddush. If it made sense, Dr. Baruch Tam, yeah, maybe we'll apply it very broadly. But because it's a chiddush, we have no choice. We have to be very stingy with the way we apply it. And that's why there's so many gdarim and there's so many limitations to the concept of asei doicha lois asei. But the emes is that we said the Baruch Tam's a chiddush. The reason it's a chiddush is because if you look in the Rishonim and some of the early Achronim, it's mavur that although it's true that lefum riata, a lois asei is more chomer than an asei, and you would then think that logically and rationally, lois asei should be doicha asei, not the other way around. But at the same time, there are reasons why asei is doicha lois asei. The most well-known maramakim in this discussion is the Ramban. The Ramban, in his Pirush al HaTorah, it's in Parshas Yisrael. The context over there is the Aseres HaDibros. It's the Pasuk in the Torah, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And the Raman discusses the fact that in the first of the Aseres HaDibros, it says Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And in the second Aseres HaDibros, in Parshas Vezchanan, it says Shomres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadshoy. And the Raman discusses the difference between Zochr and Shomer, Zochr's Asei and Shomer's Lois Asei. And then Toich Dvarav, the Ramban does what he very often does, and that is he starts talking a little hoich. Starts talking Kabbalah, al derech ha-emes, which is the Ramban's code word for Kabbalah. And the Ramban starts talking a little bit different Kabbalah. And his Kabbalah shmuz, which is above my pay grade, he says that when a person does a mitzvah saseh, what he's doing is he's expressing his love for Hashem. When a person refrains from doing a lois saseh, he's expressing his fear of Hashem. When you love somebody, you're mativ with him. You want to make him feel good, you want him to be happy, so you do things for him. When you're afraid of somebody, so you don't do things that are going to upset him. You don't do things that he doesn't want you to do. A mitzvah saseh is an expression of ahava. A mitzvah lois saseh is an expression of yira. Says the Ramban, ahava is a hechre madrega than yira. And that's why, says the Ramban, when there's a shayla baseh doicha lois saseh, you do the aseh, you don't do the lois saseh, because really, what the person is being faced with is, should I do something that will show my ahava for Hashem? Or should I do something that's going to show my yira for Hashem? Ahava is doicha yira, and because ahava is doicha yira, therefore I say it's doicha lois asei. Freik Ramban, if that's the case, why does a person get punished when he violates a lois asei, not when he punishes an asei? So the Ramban says, a teretz ayin shom. But either way, whatever this mahalach is, and again, the Ramban is clearly talking al derech nigla, but also intertwining Teiras Nistar. So we'll leave it, posh it, just to say the words of the Ramban without even trying to understand it too much, because again, it's above our pay grade. But Zok the Ramban, that it's based on the fact that a mitzvah saseh is an expression of ahava, a mitzvah loy saseh is an expression of yira, ahava is doicha yira, and because ahava is doicha yira, so it's for that reason, says the Ramban, aseh is going to be doicha loy saseh. There's another mahalach that I heard years ago from Rabbi Yosef Ernst, the Shlita, the Rav and Alexander Stiebel in Borough Park, and he said it in the name of the Marsham. The Marsham brings from a Kadmoin, a Mahalach Nifla. In why it is that although a lois ase is more chomer than an ase, yet at the same time, ase is going to be doicha lois ase. And that is, we know the rule is that oynis rachmana patre. Meaning, if a person doesn't have aver, but he does have oynis, he's pater, he doesn't get an oynish. A person doesn't have aver, but mays it, he gets this oynish, b'shaygig, a lesser oynish. What if he does it b'oynis? So the rule is that oynis is rachmana patre. Now, pasha, you learn that oynis rachmana patre means that it's a p'tur in oynishin, that if you did something b'oynis, someone ate chazer, it's chay malkis, he ate chazer b'oynis, oynis rachmana patre. It tells us, you're pater, don't worry about it, you can go home, you can sleep well at night, you have nothing to worry about. You're not going to be punished for it. Why? Because you did it b'oynis. Stating that, in the Ogma Yeshiva to do it, that Reb Chaim Briske said, based on the sugya of Yesh Oynes Begitin, which is the sugya at the very, very beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, that Ulenaira Loisasa Dover, Oynes Rachmana Patre, is not just the Ptur in Oynchen. But the lumdis of why Oynes Rachmana is Patre is because when a person does something by Oynes, it's as if he didn't do it. Or he did it, but he's not a chray for it, whatever the exact nusach of how you're supposed to say over Reb Chaim is. But Reb Chaim said that Oynes Rachmana Patre is not stama p'tur in the Oynesh. Oynes Rachmana Patre is there's a chsar in the Iker Maisa. Because if I did it by Oynes, that type of Maisa is Nishkain Maisa, and as a result, I'm going to be potter. But the lumdus of Oynes Rachmana Patre is not so much a halach and hilchas Oynshin, it's more a halach and hilchas Maisa. That if you do something by Oynes, say hastenish that I ever did it. That's Reb Chaim's lumdus that he said to explain the Gemaras in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis in the sugyas of Yesh Oynes Begitin. That means if a person does something, whatever it is, and he does it ba'oynes, the halach is not as if he did it. Because if I did it ba'oynes, say hastenish as a chabas gitan. Ah, you did it, but you did it ba'oynes. That's the lumdus of oynes, that if you do something ba'oynes, it's not as if you did it. What would be, however, if a person had to do something and he didn't do it, he wanted to do something so badly, but he didn't do it. And the reason he didn't do it, because he was an oynis. He wanted to go somewhere. He was an oynis. As a result, he didn't make it. So what's the halacha? Is it as if he went? No. What do you mean? He only didn't go because he was an oynis. I understand. But at the end of the day, you didn't go. It's fafalin. Sorry. We apologize. We feel terrible. But the mics, you didn't come. But what do you mean it was only Machmas Oynes? I know it was only Machmas Oynes. But at the end of the day, I didn't come. And because I didn't come, snehesnisht, that I did it. If a person does something by Oynes, Oynes Rachmana Patri says you didn't do it. But if a person doesn't do something, and the reason he didn't do it was Machmas Oynes, it's not as if you did it. Oynes can say that what I did, I didn't do. But Oynes can say that what I didn't do is as if I did. How do I know this? As I state in Rishon in the beginning of Masechtas Ksubis, Zokta Marsham, Adova Nifla. He says when a person is stuck between an essay and a lois essay, he looks to his right, there's an essay. He looks to his left, there's a lois essay. He's not sure what to do. Should I do the essay? I'm going to violate the lois essay. Should I say, ooh, I'm not going to do it because of the lois essay? I'm going to be mevatel on essay. So says the Marsham, let's make a pashta cheshmen. If you're going to do the essay at the expense of the lois ase, you're going to put on the baguette, you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, but you can do it at the expense of being over the iser of loisil b'shatnes. Are you over the iser of loisil b'shatnes? Sokhtim Hashem, no. You know why? Because although you were over the iser of loisil b'shatnes, you did it by oynes. What was the oynes? I was being mekayim the mitzvah. So being that I was mekayim the mitzvah, I did it by oynes. Oynes is if I never did it, I was never over the lois ase. What's going to be if the person takes the reverse approach? He's going to say, one second, I can't put on this baguette because I have an isashatnes. So he's not going to put on the baguette because of the isashatnes. He won't be over the lois ase. Will you be mekayim the ase? Not going to be mekayim the ase. Why? Because you didn't wear the tzitzis. Ah, you're going to stand on the roof and you're going to say, the only reason I wanted to wear, I was screaming I wanted to wear it. I couldn't do it. You're right. We feel very bad for falling. It was machmas oynes that you didn't do it. But if you don't do something machmas oynes, you still didn't do it. So at the end of the day, if I do the mitzvah, at the cheshbon of the lois asei, the mitzvah I'm going to get, the lois asei I wasn't over. What do you mean you were over the lois asei? No, because Einis Rechman Apachel and I really sase dover, does heis nishketon, so I have the S, I don't have the lois asei, so I have an asei. If I decide that I'm going to be mekayim the lois asei and not be mekayim the asei, so I wasn't over the lois asei, I also wasn't mekayim the asei. It's in his back of the envelope arithmetic. Zokta Masham, of course you do the essay. If I do the essay on the cheshbon of the lois essay, I have an essay, I was never over the lois essay because it was minus. If I don't do the lois essay, to be, and I don't do the assay, I don't have the lois assay, I don't have the assay. In one case, I have an assay, I wasn't over the lois assay. In the other case, I don't have the assay, I wasn't over the lois assay. It's obvious, of course, you're supposed to do the assay and not be over the lois assay, rather than not do the assay and not be over the lois assay. What's the shailo? Zokter Masham, in the sugyef in yesh, in his begit, and lick the schlissel, dos the mafteach, to why the halacha is that assay is going to be doich a lois assay. Dover nifla veruina dvarim lemisha amra. But there's a third mahalach in the Kadmon. We're going to end with this. For why I say is doichaloisa saying this is a dover nifla adla ma'oy, not just in terms of the toichen, but also in terms of the machshava. And I think it lends itself to real, really good chizik. Now for the beginning of Masechtas Yevamos. And that is in the Sefer Charedim. So just a little bit of a background. Who was the Charedim? The Charedim's name was Rabbi Lazar Eskari. He was from the Gedolim in Tzfas in the times of Rav Moshe Kardavera, the Baal Tamei Devaira, and the Arizal, and the Beis Yosef, and Rav Shlomo Malkabitz, and the Alshech. He was from that Chabura. He's buried in the Pesach Chaim of the Arizal. And the Charedim, he wrote a Sefer called Sefer Charedim, which is really a Sefer HaMitzvahs. Incidentally, the Charedim is also the author of Yidden Nefesh. So the Zmir of Yidden Nefesh that Yidden have been singing for hundreds of years, it was written by Rabbi Lazar Eskari. It was written by the Sefer Charedim. So the Sefer Charedim wrote a Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he wrote a Hakdama to a Sefer HaMitzvahs. And in his Hakdama to a Sefer HaMitzvahs, he says the following. Just read a few words. He says, Soid Nela Miroiv Anshei Zmanenu. He said, there's a soid that's hidden from most people nowadays. Most people, and more people knew this. He said, but what I'm about to tell you now, most people don't know. You do a Kitaryak mitzvahs. There's 613 mitzvahs. Hein Ramach Hasei, 248 mitzvahs Hasei. Ushasol Lois Hasei. And 365 Lois Hasei. The whole mitzvahs Lois Hasei, Ancha Mefurish. He says, all the mitzvahs Lois Hasei, the Oynish is Mefurish in the Torah. Mehem Bekaris, Mehem Misa B'dei Shamayim. Mehem ba'arbim yisiz bezin. V'chein shar onchem, and different punishments. Omnom, mitzvahs asay onchem loynes parish b'tayr. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what the onish is for a mitzvahs asay. V'zed hadover nifla. And he says, if you think about it, it's mamish nifla. Odoin echad omron. One master gave all these halachas. Is lo meyei onish alois asay v'lo yonish al asay. It almost feels like there's no punishment for violating an asay. Person doesn't sit in a sukkah on sukkah, it's ayer. Person doesn't put on tefillin in the morning, I don't know. He doesn't say krishma, whatever. I mean, that's what it sounds like. There's no einish. Lois asay einish after einish, this einish, that einish, this chomer, that chomer. When it comes to asay, we don't have anything. And it doesn't make any sense. He says, v'alei over al gzei rasoi, v'tzivuyoi, bazeh kemoi bazeh. If you do a lois asay, you are over the tzivuy Hashem. If you're over an asay, you are over the tzivuy Hashem. So what's the pshat? So listen to what the Charedim says. U'var eila hadvarim narich. He says, explain this soit, we're going to have to be marich. Ki eis lekatzer ve eis laharich. There are times where you're supposed to be mekatzer, the times you're supposed to be meirich. He says, now's the time to be meirich. And I'm going to say this barichas. We're not going to go through the whole barichas. But he says, this is an eis laharich. And because it's an eis laharich, try that at the beginning of a drasha. Eis lekatzer ve eis laharich. This is an eis laharich. So he says, I'm going to be meirich a little bit now, and I'm going to tell you exactly what's going on. And he starts laying out a few yesoides. One yesoide that he says is that schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. Person has to understand that we were put in this world to do mitzvahs, and we were promised that if we do mitzvahs, we were going to be rewarded. But the reward that we're going to get for doing mitzvahs is not in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. And the reason schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah is because this world does not have the ability to facilitate schar mitzvah. Schar mitzvah is so gewald that you can't get schar mitzvah in this world. Human beings with their frailties and vulnerabilities cannot possibly deher schar mitzvah. It's impossible. And it's for that reason, all the mitzvahs that we do, one day we're going to be rewarded from. An imam in b'muna shleima. But at the same time, it's not in this world. Schar mitzvah is going to be in the next world. He says that's one yisoid that you have to internalize in order to be able to appreciate what we're about to say. He says there's another very important thing. And that is, that if a person does mitzvahs, the mitzvahs that the person does is going to protect them in the next world from different averis that he did. He says, you know, I know that. It's a Gemara Masechtas Chagiga. We're in Chagiga. This is incredible. Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. That's the last daf in Masechtas Chagiga. Which Gemara Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph? The last Gemara. The very, very last Gemara. The Hadron of Seder Moed says, the Charedim tells you the whole story. gives you an appreciation of Vasa Mitzvah. The Gemara says, quote, we just learned this together, Poshe Yisrael ein Urshal Gehenim Shailut Behem. Even Poshe Yisrael, these are people that did real Averis. But Urshal Gehenim, the fire of Gehenim is not going to have any shlit in them. Kavu Chayimim is Be'achazov. I know what Kavu Chayimim is Be'achazov. Umam is Be'achazov. She'ein Olav Elokai V'dinar Zov. Hoyu Be'ish Harbi Kamishon Ve'ein Urshalut Behem. We don't have to go through the Gemara again. Poshe Yisrael. Shemalei Mitzvahs Kerimoyim. Alachas Kama V'kama. Hin Choroya, says the Charedim. The Gemara says that Poshe Yisrael, that Malaya mitzvahs kerimoin, so the rimoin and the mitzvahs that they have is going to protect them from the Ur of Gehenim. So you say, you see what a mitzvah is. Number one, schar mitzvah b'haya amalek, the schar from a mitzvah is like a valdig, you can't even get it on this world. Number two, not only will a person be rewarded for a mitzvah, but the person's mitzvahs are going to protect them from Dina Shal Gehenim. It's the last Gemara in Seder Mayit. Poshe Yisrael ein Ur Shal Gehenim Shailut Behem. Because the Malaya mitzvahs kerimoy. And mitzvahs protect the person from Gehenim. So after these two akdamas and the arichos of the Charedim, says the Charedim, V'achrei akdami so'elo novi lahatir asofik agodol asher nistapaknu. Once you understand this, you can understand how come the Torah didn't discuss the oynish of someone that's mevatel mitzvah says? Listen to what Rechidim says. He says, you want to know what the oynish is for not doing a mitzvah say? The oynish is that you're just not going to get the schar you would have gotten had you done the mitzvah say. That's the oynish. And he says, if a person would understand what an oynish that is, he would understand why the Torah didn't give any other oynishin. Because it's come lebeder habamine. Doesn't need any more oynishin. Does the gress the oynish that a person can possibly get? He says, the oynish for an avzeira is finite. Mishpat risham begehenim, yud beis chaydish. It has an end. It has a gvul. Some mishmaistam abyssal, nach abyssal. So he's going to have a bad day, a bad week, a bad month, a bad year. An ibiyar. At the end of the year, it's over. He's done. Mishpat risham begehenim is yud beis chaydish. Einchim are finite. A person gets malchus, got 39 malchus. You give him 40th, now the bezin starts getting malchus. You can't, it's finite, there's a cheshbon. A person's taken away from this world. He got Mises Bezin. Okay, would have lived till he was 120. So he got Mises Bezin. He missed that a little bit. It's finite. The loss is defined. But schar mitzvah is infinite. Schar mitzvah is lenetzach nitzachim. You know, a person doesn't get schar for doing a mitzvah. That's nitzchis. You're every single second of every single day, of every week, of every month, of every year. Lenetzach nitzachim, and a concept that we as human beings can't even fathom what that means, is going to be a loss. So what are you going to tell? Oh, in addition to losing out, lenetzach nitzachim, you're also going to get malchus. It's like a litzonis. It's nothing. It's no sheiches. It's pashut that has no chashivus, not toifus mokum at all. And that's why there's no oynish for Aseh. The reason there's no oynish for Aseh zok the charedim is not because Aseh is less, it's more. You know, it's more because think of the schar. What's the schar for a mitzvah aseh? The schar for a mitzvah aseh is mamish, it's gewaldig, it's lenetzach nitzochim, it's endless. The oynish for a lois aseh is finite. It's something that's mugbal. The schar of Aseh is much more than the oynish of a lois aseh. Says the Charedim, once you understand this, you can understand why the Torah didn't mention any oynish for us. It's not necessary. It's partial. It's a chaval al azman. The oynish is the fact that you didn't sit in a sukkah. You know what? You're not getting schar for sitting in a sukkah. Believe me, you're going to regret it one day. That's what the Torah is saying. You didn't sit and learn beseder. It's fine. You know, that everyone's a ben chayrin. But at the same time, you're going to miss out. Shmeisen, megayne shmeisen. Abel amaisi, you're going to lose out. You're going to lose that. And that's the biggest oynish in the world, that a person enters a world of netzach nitzachim where he understands he could have had more, and because he didn't do mitzvahs, he's going to end up with less. There's nothing that even compares to that. That's forever. That's nitzchias. That has no zman, it has no shir. That's why zok de charedim, Aseh is doichal ois aseh. He says, you want to know why Aseh is doichal ois aseh? Because when a yitz mekayim and aseh, he gets schar lenetzach nitzachim. And when a person's over a lois aseh, mishpat risham begehenim is yud beis chodesh. This is an oynish, but the oynish is mugbal. The oynish has a gvul. It's mesuyim to a certain time and to a certain shear. And that's why at the end of the day, if you want to know which is chomer,
Yeah, it feels like a lav is more chomer because the lav you get malchus, you get einshim. The esi you don't get einshim. Oh, must be it's not such a big deal. Zokte chareidim talmud of the time of the vayra and of the Arizal. He says just the opposite. He says the reason there's no einshim for an asay is not because it's not chomer enough. It's because thus alone that the yid was mevatel the asay is such a big deal. It doesn't require an einish. If Poch doesn't need an einish, that's why there is no einish. Not because it's so kalt, verkehrt, because it's so chomer. And they not doing the essay is not the greatest einish in the world. And because that's the greatest einish in the world, that's why it's not necessary. And that's why I say is the chalois essay. So just to end, again, we're starting now a festa mesachta with words that we've spoken out so many times from the Vilna Gaon, but it just segues so beautifully, and that is the Mishnah says in the beginning of Masechtas Peah, and we say it every morning in Davening. Elu dvarim she'ein lam shir ha'peah v'abikurim v'harei oyoin u'kmilos chasadim v'sal matayra. And the Mishnah says elu dvarim she'ein lam shir not lemala not lemata. And the Vilna Gaon in his Shnois Elio in his Pirish on Masechtas Peah says that Talmud Torah has no shir lemaila, but Talmud Torah also has no shir lemata. Meaning there's no shir lemaila. Yid should learn as much as he can learn, but at the same time there's no shir lemata. As little as a person learns, he's mekayim a mitzvah. Says the Gaon, what does that mean? Every teva, every word of Torah is a mitzvah. So says the Gra, if you think about that idea of elu dvarim she'ein lam shir lamala and lamata, and included in that is Salma Torah, and then you continue the Mishnah, elu dvarim she'adam oichel peirisem b'ilu mazev ha'keren k'yem es lo'ilu ma'ba, kibur av'em u'gmilus chason av'ava shalom b'lanum l'chaveroi, v'salma Torah k'neged kulam. He says, if you think about it, it's not shayach. That means, says the Gaon, Talmud Torah, every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Elu dvarim she'elam shir, even lamata. So even one word of Torah is a mitzvah. And what kind of mitzvah is it? It's v'salma Torah k'neged kulam. It's the biggest mitzvah you can do. So listen to the words of the Vilna Gaon. Okay. K'shaloi made l'mosul daf echad. Said the Vilna Gaon, if a person would learn one daf, mikayim kama meis mitzvahs. Think about how many hundreds of mitzvahs a person is going to be mikayim. That's the chizik. The chizik is that a person learns a mitzvah, you get schar l'netzach nitzachim. The schar mitzvah is so gewaldig that the Torah didn't even have to punish a person for not doing a mitzvah. Because the punishment is das alein that the person's going to lose out. The person's not going to get the schar. But when a person learns, a person does mitzvahs, he gets gewaldig schar. Schar that even poishe yisrol ein ur shal gehenim. We learned that last Gemara in Seyd Amoy. We didn't even realize what kind of chizik licked in Yana Gemara. At the end of Seyd Amoy, at the end of knocking for 2+ years, the Gemara said, Amarei Shlokish, he says, you want to know what you just did for the last 2 years? Every daf you learned, like the Gaon said, is hundreds and hundreds of mitzvahs. Not just mitzvahs. Mitzvahs that have a Salmat Torah Keneged Kulam. And if every one of these mitzvahs makes the person Malaya Mitzvahs Kerimoin, and Malaya Mitzvahs Kerimoin means he's going to get Tzchar L'Netzach Netzachim. And not just that, it's going to protect him from Urshal Gehenim. This is the biggest chai, the greatest thing a person could do. What better way to walk into Hadron Aloch Seyd Amoy V'Hadron Chalon? What better way to start Masechtas Yevamos? But either way, that's the third Mahalach for today of why it is that I say is Doichel Lois Aseh.